Fiona Kelly is here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Cases must be below 200 to reopen. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which reports that the Taoiseach and other senior government figures received a briefing from NPHET's Philip Nolan yesterday, in which he advised that COVID cases will have to fall to between 0 and 200 per day, and that the reproduction rate will need to fall to 0.5 to allow the country to reopen safely. Daniel McConnell reports that it's expected that it will be at least mid-May before that happens. Former executives at Davy, who were at the heart of the bond trading scandal that resulted in a central bank fine and reprimand last week, and who are estimated to own about one third of the company between them, are close to agreeing to allow the remaining board members to put the firm up for sale. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times, which reports that it's expected that Davy will confirm before the weekend that an overseas investment bank is being hired to manage the sale of the business. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on the anger of many GPs who say that the shortage of vaccines is forcing them to have to choose which patients they vaccinate. The Irish Independent leads with the line that creches, which are likely to be severely impacted by the number of parents opting for hybrid working arrangements when the economy reopens, may result in some creches closing and others having to increase their fees. And also in the front of the Independent, it's reported there that Galway businessman John Sweeney, who developed the Clifton House Hotel and who sat at the same table as Supreme Court Judge Seamus Wolfe at last year's Golfgate dinner, has been hit with a revenue tax bill of almost €600,000. The ongoing search for the body of a teenage boy in Drogheda as part of the Garda investigation into his murder generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. Broadcaster Mark Cagney is pictured on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror, where he's quoted describing how he suffered two strokes earlier this year. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that police in County Down were last night investigating a sinister poster which was put up in the town of Kilkeel, showing a masked gunman, along with the message, "No border in the sea or we will continue to fight." It's the latest in a series of threatening posters and graffiti to appear across the north amid tensions around the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that Queen's University has suspended 229 students for breaching COVID regulations in the past 7 months. And finally, two of today's papers feature front page pictures that depict the wild and windy weather conditions we're currently experiencing. The Times runs with a shot of waves crashing onto the promenade in Tramore, County Waterford, while the Examiner opts for a shot of a colourfully attired Celine Berkeley dancing on the deserted seafront at Irishtown in Dublin, where we're told she was making a promotional video for Clowns Without Borders.